Hello everyone and welcome to
¿Qué pasa?
We're with Liliana and Marco here.
All right, thank you.
From English Pod.
Almost forgot.
So, ¿qué pasa en Latinoamérica, Liliana?
This is embarrassing.
Why? Why is it embarrassing?
Here's the thing. Forbes magazine, you know, the one that gives out the list of the richest people in the world.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so ashamed to say that now we have a drug dealer on it, on the position 701. So imagine, just to be considered to be on the Forbes list, you have to have
more than $1 billion.
Exactly, $1 billion. And this guy, he has $1 billion, right?
Estimated, right? More or less.
Estimated, yes. So the name of this guy is El Chapo Guzmán.
So what does El Chapo mean?
El Chapo means that he's chaparrito. Which that, means
short.
Yeah.
Yeah, very short.
So he's about
1.55 meters.
He's like 5 feet tall, 5 foot
yes.
one.
And he is the head of the cartel of Sinaloa.
Yeah.
And he controls almost all the cocaine that goes to the States. He's one of the biggest suppliers. And seriously, it's so sad.
Yeah, he was in jail, actually, in Mexico.
Yes, he was.
And he managed to get out of it.
He escaped in a laundry truck.
Yes, he did. Imagine how much he paid for that. But
wow.
It's amazing because all the guards there, they don't even have minimum salary. Imagine, just up front, $100K. So they help him.
And apparently also the other Mexican multi-billionaire, Carlos Slim, dropped one position, right?
Yes, that's right. And now he's the third one.
Yeah, he made the first place,
right?
I think last year, but now he's in third place for some reason. He's losing money. He lost like $25 billion last year.
Yeah.
So he lost $25 billion and he dropped to third place.
Yes. Yeah. Now have $35 billion. Poor little Carlos Slim, which, by the way, he is another example of corruption in Mexico, because he made a lot of his money when Carlos Salinas de Gortari was the president, and they did some kind of, you know, arrangement there.
Is that how he was able to manage or control a lot of Mexico's telecommunications?
Exactly.
That's right. So while Salinas was the president, he decided to make the telecommunication company private, privatize it. And they decided he was going to get it, Carlos Slim.
Nice.
Instead of being like, you know, like an open bid or something. Oh, no.
We're just going to give it to him.
Yeah. Wow.
So this guy, Carlos Salinas, might still have like 50% of the profit there or something.
Wow. Yeah. So imagine a guy that owns all Telmex. So basically all the companies, AT&T, all companies that came to Mexico. At the beginning, everybody was like, oh, it's so good. Now there's going to be like free competition and this and that.
Right.
The problem is that they will still have to pay Telmex to use all their landlines.
So it makes it more expensive.
Exactly. So now, obviously, with internet and satellite, it's getting better. But it's still, it's ridiculous how expensive telephone is in Mexico.
That's
and
right.
Just the fixed phone.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about even the cell phone. Cell phone, it's another empire and it's controlled by Telcel. Oh, it's just nasty. The last time I went to Mexico, I made a call and it was like, not even like 5 minutes, like $4 or something.
Really?
Nice. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, like to call a cell phone from another country to Mexico, to a Mexican cell phone,
uh-huh.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
It's like 35 cents a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 40 cents a minute.
And the worst is like they charge you and they charge the person that receives the call.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Anyway, but we love Mexico. We do. Besides that,
problems apart, right?
Yeah, problems apart.
So
of
yeah,
course.
Drug dealer, top.
Top 700
millionaire.
Billionaire.
Yeah, billionaire
of the
people.
List.
It's sad because, you know, like there's been all these drug dealing problems in Mexico lately. I've been trying to evade this news and not talk about it in this show because, you know, it kind of
puts a little bad image on Mexico.
Yeah, so what can I say? What? They're trying to solve the problem. That's why there's all this war going on.
Exactly. Go, Calderon. I support you.
All right.
So now let's talk about more happy stuff.
Happier
what about
news.
Lessons? Yeah.
Lessons.
So what did we have this week? So we had good picture. That was our free lesson for everyone, the newbie lesson. Mm-hmm. We also had F1 talking about cars.
All right.
We had short hair talking about hairstyle. And we talked about dominoes, this very special board game in Latin America. Mm. And we had a lesson about Obama.
Oh, really?
That's yeah. right.
What'd you talk about?
You know, right now he's a huge topic.
Right.
So we talked about him and what it implies, you know, all the changes he's making. And,
right.
and people really liked it because it's two people just commenting on how this is changing, you know. So it was a good lesson.
Cool, and this is an advanced lesson.
Yeah, yes. That was very advanced level lesson.
All right.
Did you just say advanceable?
Advanced level.
I thought you said advanceable.
Next week, we have geometry.
Geometry.
So math, yeah.
It's because they were asking us how to talk about geometry stuff because a lot of people, obviously, they don't go to Spanish-speaking school, so they have no idea how to say the isosceles or...
Oh, okay, the you triangles know, and
yeah,
all that
the
stuff.
Hexagon.
That's good.
Yeah.
We also have Spanish is the language of fiesta, isn't it?
All right.
So let's party.
Nice.
That's the lesson, the newbie lesson, free for everyone on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So come and check it out. So we also have an intermediate lesson. It's called prescription.
Are you going to the pharmacy?
Yep.
All right.
When someone is sick, you need a prescription, right?
So how to ask for it?
Yeah, receta médica, basically, in
all
Spanish.
Right.
We also have, what did you do last night? What's that about, Liliana?
Oh, it's about when someone is like interrogating someone. What did you do and this and that? And in the end, it's because this person stood the person up. So, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, very.
And another interesting subject is I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
Who's pregnant? Are you pregnant?
Are you pregnant, Lily?
No.
Oh.
That's a lesson, man.
Oh.
All right.
So that's an upper intermediate lesson.
Knock on wood.
And knock on wood, yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about yourselves, guys.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So that's it for today.
All right.
Thank you for listening and see you next week.
Bye.
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa? Bye.